Hello.
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Not too bad.
I'm very excited to have you on the hit list, Tom. What a time to be alive. Lol.
Lol.
Lol. Funny joke. Funny joke. Tom, congratulations on your debut album. Obviously, it's called What a Time to Be Alive. And your new single, Now You're Gone, with Zara Larsson. A lot of people have said what an unlikely collaboration it is, but it really does just work. So how did you guys end up working together?
Well, basically, I worked with a guy called Steve Mack on the song, and me and him wrote it together. And it kind of sat there for a bit because we wanted like a duet. And basically, one day Zara was in the studio doing a tune with him, and he played it to her. And she just like was like, well, can I have a go at doing the vocal and like help him kind of finish the song? And she did. And Steve just sent me a text like, by the way, Zara Larsson's done a vocal on this track. I'll send it to you later. I was just like, hey, as if you've texted me about that.
That's not a casual text thing.
No, it's not. That's not like, oh, you know, I'll get some milk on the way home. It's like Zara Larsson's jumped on your track. She's so amazing at singing. Like, we did a live version of it recently, and she's just absolutely fantastic. Like, her vocal's, like, crazy, crazy good. One of those days where I was just like, all right, calm it down, Zara. You're making us look a bit bad. Just pull it back slightly.
The acoustic version as well is absolutely gorgeous. It's so nice.
Oh, thank you so much.
I really like it. Can we talk about Glastonbury as well? Can you describe it to people who have literally never been, that are maybe a bit like, oh, boring, Glastonbury, it's all ever people talk about? Can you kind of sum it up in three words?
Oh, I can't in three words. I can't. I can give you a good sentence about it, but I can't do three words.
Okay. Give us a good sentence about it.
It's like the most epic festival, and like, think of it as like a city of festivals all in one. Like, it is so big you can't even imagine. And there's everything. There's like every act you can ever imagine, like, oh, like circus events, poetry readings, like the healing circle, you can go and get massages, like you can do everything at this festival. It's so sick. Like, anybody who hasn't been there needs to try. Actually, don't try and get tickets, because I need to get tickets next year. So you all just don't worry about Glastonbury, because it's 50 years next year. So imagine how sick that's going to be. It's going to be absolutely next level. So I'm well excited.
I'm
about
so
that.
Keen to get tickets. Get them on your 3G. That is my top tip.
See, I don't think that's right, because I got one on my busted 2009 laptop that I've had since like the start of university, and everybody else on their like brand new computers were trying to get through, and they couldn't get through.
Really?
And I had two phones, a new laptop, another new laptop, and my old thing that freezes every 5 minutes. That's the one that got through and
oh
got me the
God.
Tickets.
Obviously, talking of your collaboration with Zara Larsson, it's not the only collaboration you've done recently, because how on earth did you end up cooking chili chicken wings in a video with Jamie Oliver, please?
So, yeah, a bit of an odd one, this. So he DM'd me like ages ago asking me if I could do like a couple of songs at a kind of dinner that he was having. So he invited like me and my fiance down, and like we had dinner, and then at the end of it I sang a couple of songs and just ended up like being mates, basically. And yeah, he's just like a top lad. So much fun. So he invited me down to do a bit of cooking and hang out at his house, which was wicked. He taught me how to cook a proper carbonara, which I've always wanted to know how to do. And it was so delicious. Everything he cooked was like, it was another level, mate. Like, food hasn't tasted the same since.
Really? Not,
yeah. He's so good.
That is the problem with being invited round for dinner at Jamie Oliver's house. Afterwards, you're just like, well, everything is disappointing.
Yeah, everything's rubbish now. Might as well just eat chicken nuggets all day, because I can't improve on anything.
And talking of food, you were on Saturday Kitchen as well. I've got to be honest, Tom, I was livid at the guy on Twitter who said you looked like a bin man just because you're wearing a colourful jacket.
I know. Who does he think he is?
So
he didn't look like the epitome of style either. Do you know what I mean? And secondly, what's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. So he
should
just, you know.
If you want to look like a bin man, you can look like a bin man.
Yeah, exactly. Tell him on his bike. All these Twitter warriors, do you know what I mean? Like, that's my rule on Twitter, right? If you would say it for real, like to a person, you're allowed to say it on Twitter. If not, don't bother. Don't be hiding behind your Twitter feed. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so true. Yeah, that is so true. Can you please tell us a little bit more about the song you wrote about your nan? Because I saw this on your Instagram yesterday, and it honestly just made my whole life. I'm really close to my grandpa, so I just felt it.
Well, me and my gran sat down one night and we just chatted for like 4 hours and shared like a bottle of wine or two, possibly. And we just chatted about like what I was up to and what she was up to. And she's telling me like all about her life and like the kind of big experiences like that's happened to her. A couple of weeks later, I decided to write a song based off of the back of that. And that's kind of how it came out. But she's just like, she's been through quite a lot, my gran, both the good and the bad. And it's mad how positive she is. She's like the person in the group that remembers everybody's birthday and anniversary and like talks to every one of her grandkids and gets them all cards and presents. And like, she's just a legend, mate. She's like, she's somebody to look up to for sure.
What was her reaction like when you first played her the song?
Oh, she was in tears. She rang me up on the phone just like in absolute tears because I hadn't told her I was going to do it. I just sent her the tune. And after she'd, you know, it taken her 45 minutes to figure out how to download and open it on her computer, she gave me a ring back and just, yeah, she was in tears.
Impressive that she's got a computer though.
Yeah, absolutely. She's got a computer and a smartphone, mate. And she's on Facebook, so yeah.
So good. My grandpa does an online Tesco order. He's
90.
That's
pretty good, though.
I know.
That.
It's impressive.
Have you ever
it?
Tried to do one of those? It's way more complicated
Mate,
than you
so
think.
It's so hard. Like, he's always doing that thing where he tries to order one bag of potatoes and he orders one potato.
I've done that so many times. I've actually, as well, like just like one time pressed backup and it just deleted like so much of my basket. And I literally just drove to Tesco because I was like, I'm not having this. This is ridiculous.
Now, I don't know if you've been watching Love Island, Tom, but did you know that recently in the villa there was another Tom Walker?
I did. Outrageous it is.
Livid.
Outrageous.
I know.
Somebody told me that he was also the lad on the Jet 2 advert, which I've only found out today.
Yeah, I know. He is that guy. We're going to play a little game. I've got a load of quotes. And you just need to tell me if they're Love Island Tom Walker or you, the singer Tom Walker.
Oh, my God. All right, OK.
Are you ready?
This could get me into trouble. All right, then.
Right. I realised how lucky I am to have you lot and how blessed I am to be doing this every day.
Oh, that's definitely me.
Yes, you, Tom Walker, correct. I don't have to play anything up or play anything down. Someone who has got an energy for life, enjoys travelling and socialising.
No, that's not me.
Love Island, Tom Walker, correct.
Yeah.
This is one of my particular faves. When you're binge-watching YouTube and you arrive at a video called How to Tie Your Shoes and wonder what your life has become.
Yeah, that's definitely me.
And do you now know how to tie your shoes, Tom?
I mean, I knew at the time. It was just a refresher course, if anything. You know?
A refresher course. Next one. I wonder if Jesus celebrated when he got to 1 million followers.
Yeah, I think that was me as well.
That was you. Yeah, I'm not overthinking it, but it'll be interesting to see if she's all mouth or not.
Yeah, that's definitely not me. What does that even mean?
Oh my God, did you not see that scene in Love Island? It kicked. No. After this, make sure you go and check it out. Honestly, it kicked off.
She's all mouth.
Yeah. Oh, it's brutal. Oh, it's brutal.
Oh my God.
Final one. What's going on with hashtag Love Island then? I'm well fit. I love going gym. I've been to space and I look after sick and injured dogs in my spare time. I'll just give up then, shall I?
Yeah, that was. I do recall something about writing that. Yeah, I think so. I watched the first episode and I was just like, hang about here. They're all like scientists and like people who care for like the sick, and they're all well out, and they're just like, oh, I'll just work out over there in the corner.
So funny.
On Love Island.
Do you know what's so funny about that? Right, when I read it, I was like, Tom Walker's been to space. I was like, he's an astronaut as well. That's incredible.